Well, greetings to you once again. I want to welcome you and greet you in Jesus' name. It's a name that's above every name, the Bible tells us, and is a name which we are to learn to love and adore, Jesus Christ, our Savior. I am very thankful for these days that we've been able to look at God's Word and to be able to let Him shape our thoughts and give us teaching and edification through His Word. And I just want to continue to do this, even this day, with a passage out of Book of Matthew. And I'd like to just take notice of a few passages here and see what we can glean out of here from a teaching of Jesus Christ Himself. I'm going to be reading in Matthew chapter 21, and I'll begin in verse 23. And it says, "When he, Jesus, when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I will likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. And then he goes and he asks him the question here in verse 25, the baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And I'd like to just stop for a moment here. I believe that as Jesus was in the temple here, that there was a certain anger that was building in these leaders of the church. It was the priests and the elders of the people. And they came to Jesus, they see him teaching in the temple, and they're saying, by what authority are you doing this? Who gave you this authority? In other words, who do you think you are? Here's Jesus, he's teaching in the temple, and that may be the reason enough why they asked the question, that Jesus was in the temple teaching. But if you look at the verses just prior to this, when you also read that this is shortly after a cleansing of the temple, when Jesus went in and he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of those that had been selling doves. And he made this comment to them. He said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he went in there and he overthrew them, their tables and their money changers, the seats, and he just cleansed the temple. And so this may very well be also part of what they're saying. Who do you think you are? What are you doing here? And who gave you this authority? And so instead of answering directly to that question, Jesus says, I also will ask you one thing. And then he says, if you tell me, then I'm going to tell you by what authority I do these things. Then he asked him, he says, baptism of John. And now you remember John, he was a prophet. The people recognized him as a prophet. And these elders, they knew it. These people, the priests and the elders, they knew people highly regarded John. And so now here's Jesus challenging them, okay, you ask him what authority I do this under, you tell me, what authority was John the Baptist? Was he baptizing in the authority of himself, or was it from heaven? Now, this really put a predicament on these people, because here's a quandary they're in, because the people did see John as a prophet. And let's continue reading here. Verse 25, Jesus still talking. He said, the baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned, this would be the elders and the priests, they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. They're going to play games with Jesus. He's not going to give them straight answer. He says, I'm not going to tell you either. If you can't tell me where John the Baptist got his authority, they knew, and Jesus knew their thoughts. The predicament here was that the people believed that John was a prophet sent of God. They said that. They reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say he's from heaven, why? You know, he will say to us, why did you not believe him? And what was John's message? You remember? John came and he was announcing the coming of the Son of God, the Messiah. He was there to prepare the way for the Messiah to come, and he was preaching that. And you remember the words of John, he said, behold, when he saw Jesus, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he said, I'm not worthy to untie his shoes. And so here was John, he was ushering in the Messiah, and his message was plain. And so here we have these people were in a bind because they were kind of caught in their own devices here. So they give Jesus this excuse of, well, we don't know. They figured that was a safe answer. We don't know what authority John came from. Was it heaven or of men? And so they got the answer from Jesus, I won't tell you either then. And the people that were listening on, I'm sure they could put these pieces together and understand what was happening. Now let's go on to what Jesus goes right into after this, verse 28. And he says, but what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. And Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. And so I'm going to stop right there. He's going to give another parable just right on the heels of this one. But here's Jesus' parable to them. A man that had a vineyard. He has two sons. And he's wanting to make an analogy for them to follow. He said that the man goes to his two sons. First goes to one son and says, I need you to go work in the vineyard today. And the son said, I will not go. Now, I don't know if that was a harsh response or if it was kind of, I don't know. But anyways, he said, I will not go. And then he says, but he later repented and he went. But he goes to the second son, and that son says he will go and work, but he didn't do it. And Jesus is saying here, in this comparison, which of the two did the will of his father? And it was pretty easy to answer that question. The one that obeyed. The one that did what his father asked him to do. And see, that's exactly where Jesus was trying to get right to the heart of these men that they had a form of godliness, but they denied the power. They wanted people to think they were such spiritual people, and they put on this front, but they weren't willing. Down at the core of the issues, they weren't willing to obey their father. That's what I'm taking out of this little parable here that Jesus gave. They would act like they were going to just do everything that God said. They were holy people. They were people that would represent God in their community. They were going through the motions. But Jesus went right to where the problem with their heart was. And he gave them this parable. And basically we're seeing here that it's not what you say with your mouth. It's not what these lips speak that really, really counts. I'm not discounting what our speech is. That is important. But he's saying the crux of the matter, which one of these boys obeyed their father? And as the one that actually went out, he repented. And he did what his father asked him to do. That's exactly what Jesus was trying to point out to these people. And there's other places where it's mentioned to us in Scripture, talk about a people that is close to God with their speech, but their heart is far, far, far away. And that's what Jesus was trying to pinpoint here in these leaders, and these ones that were coming at him and questioning his authority and wondering, who do you think you are? What are you doing here? And who gave you this authority? Well, Jesus had been pointing to God the whole time, and they refused to believe. The people just rejected and did not want to believe. And so here's what we have in this particular passage, that Jesus goes to the core issue here. What's it for us? The same for us. We need to go to the Scriptures. We need to ask God to enlighten us and to help us to obey. And you know what? If we first shy away and run away from that, that's not the end. It's, are we going to repent and turn back and say, you know, I need to do the will of my Father. But first we need to know the will of our Father, and that's by reading His Word. But we see here that it's not always what we see with our eyes that's really counting. It's what we're doing. How's the life reflect a follower of Christ? What does it look like? It's not always just a smooth, flattery speech. It's a life that says, I go, sir, and does it. He actually follows through with it because he's a disciple of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And my hope and my prayer is that my life and yours would reflect that same way, that we would be like the first child that obeyed. And we don't have to say no to God, but in this incident, the young man said no and he repented. And let's just make that the desire of our heart, that we also would be able to repent and say, I will obey. And that convicts my heart. I hope it does yours too, but I'm convicted with that. I want to obey my Father in heaven and not just say it with my mouth. And I hope this will give you something to meditate on and to be able to ponder today as you go through your day. God bless you.